escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected. 90s prices on box mac and cheese. And 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. That would make this Baskin and Phelps.
Or sports radio.
Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. There's something going on that I'm a little perplexed about, and I'm hoping you guys can help me figure it out. And I don't know that there's anything to it, but I don't know that there's not. Does that make any sense?
All right. Walk us down this road.
It sounds like every bit of annoyance I've got in my life going.
Yeah. It's we've had a crotchety day here, by the way. We're just kind of like, arr.
Yeah, I'm grumpy today. Yeah.
I was in a good mood to start this thing. We were talking Guardians, and, you know, here I was just, you know, like.
They've won 9 of 11, Andy.
Yeah. I mean,
they're doing great.
And easily could be 11 of 11. That's the way I look at it. I'm trying to be an optimist. Then we start talking about the Browns, and you're telling me how we're like ranked 30, 31, 32,
you
37th.
You weren't
in a
real
league
happy with Steven Vogt's, you know, pinch hitting for the cleanup hitter.
You made a big deal about that. I didn't
absolutely
think it was that big
did.
A deal. Yeah.
But, you know, let Steven manage. Let Steven manage.
How do you know
Steven
he's not managing, though?
Because I can't believe he'd be that dumb.
Wow.
There. Okay. So
the opinions of Baskin and Phelps are that of each individual, and I would never say that about our.
No, I love Steve. I really do. I love Steven Vogt. I think he's awesome.
Said he was dumb. 2 seconds.
No, I didn't. No, I said I can't believe. I don't believe.
We do not call people names.
I do not believe, Andy.
I don't know.
We just acknowledge that they occasionally do things that are not the most intelligent.
The trade deadline's
anti-Mensa? Is that what it is?
Trade deadline's...
That's what my mom always used to tell me. She was always like, you can't call someone dumb. You can only say that they do dumb things.
Week.
Oh, right.
Trade deadline next week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Hoynsey has reported. Other people have reported. Buster Olney reported. But Hoynsey was the first guy who had it out there. That there are four untouchables on this team. Four untouchables. Jose Ramirez, Stephen Kwan, Emmanuel Clase, and Cade Smith.
Is that the Chicago way?
And as we talked about yesterday, that means you'd trade anybody in your rotation? But that was a story for another time, and that time was yesterday.
Right.
So, but those four guys are the no-trade guys, supposedly. Kylie McDaniel and Jeff Passan, terrific writers for ESPN. Jeff's been on the show. Jeff's a local guy, of course. Son of Rich Passan, formerly of the Plain Dealer.
Correct. Brian Solon.
Yeah, and Jeff does a great job for ESPN. Mm-hmm. And he and Kylie put this thing out, MLB's top 50 trade deadline candidates.
Okay.
Okay, and this came out yesterday.
Okay.
Just yesterday. Mm-hmm. And now before they get into it, and they have 50 guys ranked, they say, note, players ranked by value for their new team if traded, not likelihood of being dealt. Okay, so it's not like they're saying these guys are being dealt, but they say value for their new team if traded, not likelihood of being dealt. But supposedly the Guardians have four untouchables.
Okay.
The number one guy on their list of top 50 trade deadline candidates, there's a new number one, is Eugenio Suarez, the third baseman of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Guardians.
And they say there's a big chance of him getting traded. The number two guy on their list, they say it's only a 20% chance of him being traded, is Stephen Kwan of the Guardians. Now, let's be honest here.
The only way he's in that spot is if they are throwing up the white flag. We don't care about this season trade.
But, Andy, is he even in this spot if they think he's not getting traded? Because
Are you saying they have inside information?
Well, I don't know. Because that's why I'm confused here, and I need your help. Top 50 trade deadline candidates. Well, I'm sorry. If it's truly just based on, as they say, players ranked by value for their new team if traded, not likelihood of being dealt, then why isn't Jose Ramirez number two?
True.
Or number one?
All right, so why is Kwan here? Why is Kwan the number two guy in that conversation? Yeah,
because
there's three things going on here. One, those guys believe that the Guardians have given up on the season, which I don't think any of us have as fans. And I really hope they haven't given up on the season.
They have Class A listed as seventh, by the way.
Okay. And we've been kind of kicking that around, too.
And Cade Smith is ninth. So they have two of the untouchable. Then why are they even on the list if they're supposedly untouchable?
You know as well as I do. They're speculating. That's one. Using common sense to speculate, according to what they think, because you just look and you're like, they're not. The Guardians should just throw up the white flag. Okay. Two. Although, because all three guys are in the top 10, I'm having trouble believing this even as it comes out of my mouth. Kwan's agent is saying to them, hey, can we get him up on this list so we can get him out of Cleveland so we can make him some money somewhere down the road?
Yeah.
Or three, someone at the Guardians is saying, hey, let's see what his value is worth. I can't wait. Maybe we can get some phone calls on this. Hey, maybe you could put him in that list if you want to. What do you think?
Can I toss a fourth?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
You call, I'll answer the phone. Doesn't mean I'm going to agree to anything, but I'll answer the phone.
That's kind of a 3.5.
Okay. I'll roll with that. Okay. 3.5, yeah. Because I think the only person on this roster they would slam the phone down for is Jose Ramirez.
I don't know, man.
I think if you picked up and said, I'd like to talk to you about Jose, I think you would just immediately get.
Oh, look what you did.
Oh, you are good, man.
I do. I think if you called up and said, hey, what's the price tag on Jose Ramirez?
Funny.
Anybody else? I think they'd listen.
This is going to come off in a very negative way, and I don't mean it to, okay? You touched on this. If they've tried to talk to Stephen Kwan about an extension, you know, Tanner Bibee signed one, right? Great for Tanner. Great for the Guardians. Mm-hmm. I want Tanner Bibee on this team for a long time to come. I like him. I like Stephen Kwan. I'd like to have Steven on this team for a long time. If they've kicked it around, an extension with Stephen Kwan, and his agent has said, maybe we'll talk over the, you know what I'm saying.
Or the agent's stringing him along.
They're stringing him along. Yeah. And he's under team control for two more years.
He's got two more years of arbitration, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shouldn't you move him?
I'm hanging on to him for another year. Well, why can't we wait till 27 to move him?
See, that's. I think you're right.
Wait until 20. What's it?
Devil's advocate when I say, shouldn't you move him? I think you can hang on to him. Let me give you one other thought. You ready? And I need you guys to either poo-poo this or help me on this. Last year, remember how great Steven was and he was flirting with 400. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
His batting average by month last year in March and April was 350. In May was 471. In June was 374. In July was 250. And in August was 207. In September was 195. In other words, his great start, he just fell flat. It didn't last.
He's fighting an injury, though, wasn't he?
This year, in March, 375. In April, 314. In May, 308. In June, 244. So far in July, 250, fighting a wrist injury. Fighting an injury or not, 2 years in a row, his batting average started off high and has dropped. is this a guy who's not going to make it through a full season playing at his highest level? Now, I don't want to move him. I want him here. But I just wonder if the Guardians might be looking, and Andy, you threw out three scenarios. Dan added another where, hey, maybe they're trying to, the agent's trying to get him some action. The Guardians are trying to get some trade talk maybe going. And out of nowhere, an untouchable is listed. In fact, three of their four untouchables are listed in the top 10 of most likely guys to be traded. How in the heck is that happening? I just wonder, is Kwan part of what they think long-term, or is Kwan a guy who, hey, this has been great for now, but we just drafted all these mashers in the college draft. Most of them play outfield. We have some other guys coming, we hope, DeLauder, Kafis, and we're going to move on from guys who are this kind of a ball player, and maybe now's the time to do it. I'm confused on this because I like Steven, and I like him hitting leadoff. I'd personally play him in center field. A couple of things that they mentioned about Steven Kwan in their story said, hey, you know, this is a guy who other teams would be comfortable playing in center field. Well, maybe the Guardians should and put some corner outfielders around him who can mash.
For again, I want to go back on this. You're saying Kwan to center field again, right?
Well, maybe.
I don't,
Andy,
know.
I'm just trying to figure out. It feels so weird to me that he's an untouchable, but he's number two on the list of most likely guys to get dealt.
I just don't know that he's. I don't know why. Someone convinced me over the last month that he shouldn't be playing center. Was it Rick?
It was Rick.
Was Rick that convinced us that when.
Because he's so good in left.
Can I tell you the worst part about this conversation?
Well, there's a lot of all the advanced metrics, the StatCast data will tell you he's actually moving slower than he did at one point,
which might be another reason you might not want to sign him long term, and you might want to move on from him. I'm playing complete devil's advocate because I think there are two different stories.
We have two guys
in
this lineup you can consistently look at and go, okay, they can get us ahead, and oh my God, can we get back in the order to these guys? Although Martinez is starting to become that guy for me a little bit more too. But I'm looking at this and saying there's two guys in that lineup that I absolutely trust to be in a good situation, and he's one of them, and I don't really want to get rid of him. I also hate both of you guys because in the beginning of this conversation, you said you would never trade Jose Ramirez. I could put together a package that you would trade Jose Ramirez. Well,
no.
Okay. Let's be 100%.
Not that I would do it. I would never, ever, ever want to do it, but if somebody came up, I mean, and it's stuff that would never happen.
This is the Bill Simmons trade list argument, which is like, okay, you could build that where you could all of a sudden go, okay, if let's say, I don't know, let's say the Braves called and Alex and
I want the Dodgers to call
or no longer works there. But whoever the general manager is now had about 13 drinks and called up and said, hey, you want Acuna? Like, yeah, okay, now we're having a different conversation.
Well, no, that's like, but those don't happen very often.
No, and again, I just looked at it and I was like, man,
could you build a Jose Ramirez trade? Yeah, of course. If let's say Andrew Friedman had about 12 drinks and maybe hit his head and picked up the phone and called you and said, all right, you want Ohtani?
Here's Ohtani and Will Smith. I'll throw Will Smith.
All right, you want bets?
I would be so happy oh my God. Do you know how excited I would be if they got Will Smith? Do you know how
because he's a catcher who can hit?
Yes!
You're dying to get a catcher who can hit.
Why is it so hard to get a catcher that hits? Why does that have to be so?
Of them.
Why can't we do this?
Bo Naylor hit last night.
He did.
There's like 10 catchers who hit in baseball.
That's
and the
fine
other
with
ones,
me.
You're like,
I want one of those 10 catchers.
Folks, what am I missing here? He's an untouchable.
Give me death.
According to reports, he's an untouchable. And yet, even though players are ranked by their value for their new team, if traded, not likelihood of being dealt, Steven Kwan is second on ESPN's list of top 50 trade deadline candidates. Help me, please. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Oh, it's about time you admitted it, Jeff.
As soon as I said that,
you
I teed Andy up. I hope he hits it out of the park, and he did.
Of course, you think I'm not. That's a fastball right down the middle.
I
can hit that one.
Here's the thing.
I could do it left-handed.
And this is weird with the trade deadline coming up.
Yeah.
And we're talking Guardians. They've won 9 of 11. They're doing a great job following up that 10-game losing streak. They put themselves back in the radar for the wild card, and that's terrific. Trade deadline's coming up. And there are two completely different thoughts that are out there on Stephen Kwan in particular. And we've heard, you know, four untouchables from multiple big-time reporters. Hoynsey, Buster Olney, ESPN. These are the four guys who are untouchable.
Okay.
And then ESPN comes out, and Jeff Passan, terrific writer from, you know, Northeast Ohio, he and Kylie McDaniel, top 50 trade deadline candidates, and they say players are ranked by value for their new team if traded, not likelihood of being dealt. Then why the heck is Stephen Kwan number two on the list? If that's the case, trade Jose. He'd be number one.
I don't disagree with that.
I wonder why Kwan is there. And then Classe's on the list at number seven, and Cade Smith's at number nine. How did three of their four untouchables end up in the top 10?
Can I ask you guys?
I don't get it.
I just on top of that, because I agree with everything that you're talking about and how do you get yourself this in position. And I know we got a bunch of phone calls on this, but I need to ask you this just really quick, because I've been staring at this every day for the last month. Okay. The Guardians are 3.5 back on the wild card spot right now.
Yeah.
What do they need to be? I'll even give you 2 days, a week from today, to make them say, they don't even have to buy, stand pat. What do they need to be to stand pat?
I think they're there right now.
3.5, you good?
Right where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, by the end of the weekend, they could be up there with Tampa.
This third wildcard team has made the trade deadline just like so ho-hum. Because everybody's
still
in.
But it's not for us. It's not ho-hum for us.
Here's the thing.
They're in a weird spot right now. They are, because I think traditionally, if you go back to like when they traded Savali, or you even want to go back deeper, you could say when they traded Bartolo Colon, that they were kind of in this spot those years, and they walked in the other direction. Yeah. I don't know that they're walking away from an opportunity. And I say that maybe just because of what Vogt was saying when they were losing, that he still had the optimism, that he still felt. Now, I know that's part of his job, but he was not just talking to talk. And he wasn't wrong. That's the thing about it. They were losing games, but they were losing games that were close and games they probably could have won. And now look, 11 games away from that 10-game losing streak, that, you know, they could have won two of those other games, those two games that they lost. So I'm wondering what that number is.
I just think they're there right now. Dano thinks they're there right now. What I would do if you're going to make a trade, I am not making a trade that doesn't benefit me this year, next year, and beyond.
That's a good way to look at it. I like that. I wouldn't
just make a trade that benefits me for the rest of this year, because I don't know that the team is worth investing in. But if you can invest big time and add this year, next year, year after that, then I think maybe you make a trade. Anthony is in Elyria. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you guys doing?
Well, thank you.
All right, good. You guys were talking earlier about Stephen Kwan playing center and the pros and cons. I'm going to tell you why I don't think he should be playing center.
Okay.
Traditionally, not only do center fielders have to cover more ground, they have to pretty much go from left center to right center, and they're usually going to cover the deepest part of the park. But If you look at all the great center fielders, they have cannon arms. Kwan doesn't have a cannon arm. You know, he has a mediocre arm. He has a left field arm. That's why Barry Bonds and Ricky Henderson never played center, because they couldn't throw. Not only that, center field beats up your body. Look at Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Trout and all those guys that were running around the outfield all those years, and they all got banged up because center field takes a toll on your body. So I think the Indians are smart by not putting him in center field, because he's a little guy. His body will get beat up. What do you think?
And then maybe that's one of the reasons that his batting average has dropped, you know, each of the last two seasons throughout the season. Maybe it's the same thing, and maybe that's why he's playing left. He's great in left field. With this team, if they ended up getting a couple of guys that they thought were corner outfielders, I'd try Kwan in center. But I understand your rationale is, I think, terrific. It's on the money.
Yeah, you look at all those guys. Kirby Puckett had a cannon. All those guys have cannons. I don't know about today's center fielders because I don't watch baseball much as I used to. The old school guys, they all have cannons.
All right, Anthony. It's a valid point.
I mean, it's been said, though, the speed part. I mean, and I don't think Kwan's where he... I mean, you were talking about there's analytics saying that he slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, the StatCast data will tell you year after year he's slowed down.
But at one point, he was one of the faster guys on this team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dealing with hamstring issues.
Yeah, which is another reason why maybe don't put him in center field.
You can't shut him down, not where they are now, but if he can get a little bit more rest, I don't know if that
especially
would
especially coming after off a three-walk night, and I think, what, he had three walks and two hits or something like that?
Yeah.
Nate's in West Salem. Hi, Nate. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Long time no talk to you.
Hey, good
afternoon.
How are you?
Good. Good. So I only want to trade for one player, one position player at the trade deadline, and that's for a catcher.
Oh, good.
I want to make it a sweet deal. I want to put in Rocchio, Santana, and Rodriguez. I want either a major league ready catcher who's playing well, who can hit 275 and play decent defense behind the plate, who's at the big leagues now, or I want someone who has a good catcher in front of him, and we think that he can become that guy. We had not had a catcher in 5, 6, maybe 7 years. We need a good catcher, and it's killing us because we're only going into every game with 8 decent batters. And I say decent, and that's a stretch. So that's it. I'll listen to you guys. Thank you.
All right, Nate. You're with Andy. Andy wants a catcher. Baltimore might have a surplus.
What was the batting average he asked for? 275. There's only, what, 4, 5?
I was going to say, good luck, you and all of baseball. Because if you can hit and you're a catcher, you're probably playing first base.
Could you get, Hunter Goodman, the kid in Colorado? Is that?
I want to know what's wrong with him. I mean, that guy came out and
was Adley?
I want to know what's wrong. He came out and was fantastic and has been just slowly getting worse every single year.
Their number one prospect is a catcher.
Again, if you are a catcher who can hit, you're probably playing first base.
Yeah.
Ask Bryce Harper. Ask Gary Sheffield. Ask Craig Biggio. You can play second base. Tom is in Brook Park, future home of the National High School Football Hall of Fame.
How you guys doing today?
What's up, Tom?
Up and much. Sorry. Quick thing about the last caller, Jonathan Rodriguez. I don't think a team who would want Jonathan Rodriguez.
Yeah, they're not clamoring for the guys who are hitting 140.
No, they're not. But back to the help about the Stephen Kwan trade. The only thing I know is I have rumors, and my uncle, he was pretty spot on the Josh Naylor trade and the problems it kind of created when they brought up Manzardo. Apparently Josh did not like that. He was telling me months in advance that they were going to trade Josh.
Yeah.
And he told me last month that when we were going to San Francisco, that Kwan, he wants to go home. So he wants to go back to California, and they've already tried to offer him different deals, but he keeps turning it down because he wants to go home. I don't know if he's going to go to the Giants, but I do see the Dodgers. Michael Conforto, who plays left field, he's also a bum. Seems like a ready fit. And that's the thing, I want him gone. But that's what I've heard, and it kind of makes sense.
A little bit. I mean, we said that about a lot of athletes. There's nothing wrong with wanting to go home, too. I
get that. You know, just because a guy is drafted by an organization and comes up in the organization doesn't mean you have to make that the team you want to play for the rest of your career. I mean, in some cases, we'd like that. But, Tom, I get that. And You know, I wonder if they're getting those vibes from his agent that he's not interested in signing long term. I would completely answer the phone if somebody calls.
Exactly. I mean, it could be a pretty good haul. I mean, if we're looking for power, please do not get another middle infielder for a trade. So that's all I got to say. Trade
all right. Classic. Tom, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Tom. Just this draft, so loaded with position players with big size and big power, still makes me wonder, you know, moving forward. It's just weird to me that Kwan's name is out there so much. And
again, I'm asking you, is his agent one point? I mean,
well, his agent could.
I mean, because he's arbitration. I mean, unless that he, first of all, he's.
Next year is in arbitration. Yep.
He's got two more years arbitration, doesn't he?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see any catchers high on the.
But
Giants
there's only
list
one. There's one thing here, though, guys.
They haven't had one since Posey.
Yeah.
The situation is pretty simple. Who on the team? Who on the team do you think is a good offensive player right now? They're two guys.
Jose Ramirez, Stephen Kwan, and I'd throw Santana in there too.
Carlos can be, but he's certainly seen his better days.
Yeah, he can't hit for power like he used to, but he will stand on first base.
Yeah, Carlos is a good Major League Baseball player. But is this team?
I'm going to be honest with you. I want to see what Martinez looks like for the rest of the season.
I do too, man. That guy can play.
Leave him in the lead. Was he in second?
He was in center field last night.
The three of us bought a lot of stock early on him, and it looks like it's paying off
now. Yeah, let it go.
He was in center field last night.
And don't take him out. Just leave him there. I'm down with it.
Do you like him at second or do you like him in center?
Right now, center, I'm fine. I'm good with it.
Then who do you like at second? See, to me, if Juan Brito comes up and if he can get healthy, stay healthy, they need to see what they have in him before Bazan is ready to go, whenever that's going to be. So I could see where Martinez is your center fielder, Brito is your second baseman, and Schneeman is your utility guy playing all over the place and getting some at bats. I mean, I wouldn't put Daniel on the bench and leave him. I think he's done a very nice job. But Martinez needs to be in the lineup. I don't think there's any question about that.
I'm not taking him out. That's it. I'm fine. Leave him in the outfield. I don't care where he's playing. Just keep him out there. Because I have confidence in him in the lineup. Now, maybe I have confidence against him against the Orioles or the A's, and I don't know what that confidence level looks like when you're playing, you know, Detroit late in the season and you're trying to make the playoffs, but... You know the other guy that's driving me crazy on this team is Rocchio. Rocchio drives me nuts.
You know why?
He's hitting better lately.
Because I want him to succeed.
Yes, that's exactly why.
I want him
why.
To succeed. And
yes.
He's
the answer at shortstop, unless he isn't. And that's why you want to see him. Because he's got a good glove. We know he had some issues early. He's got a good glove.
He does.
At times we saw him hit well late last year, playoffs. He looked terrific. And that when you saw that Brian Rocchio, you thought, there's our guy. That's done. That's it. And here's the other thing. If it's not him, who is it?
Well, supposedly Gabe Arias is starting to get healthy.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the one that they all keep pointing to.
Exactly. Right? But who would you rather have playing shortstop?
Rocchio. Do we not hate the fact that Bazan is not even in this conversation right now?
Well, he's not a shortstop.
He's not.
No, I'm just saying for middle infield. I don't care. Like,
he's in the Arizona complex league. He's in the Phantom Zone, man. We're in that dimension in between the, you know, where Superman was in jail. That's where we are.
The Arizona complex league.
You just
means
gave
this.
It away. Not everyone's seen the movie yet. I thought we decided a week.
We said a week.
Wow, I can't believe you did that.
He's in the Phantom Zone. That's all it is. He's in the Phantom Zone.
Which is located at Mentor Headlands? Isn't that weird?
Like that. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Might be.
That was weird. That was. It's Mentor Headlands.
That's where I am with Bazana. He's in the Phantom Zone. The minute he becomes an actual person who can affect this team, we will take him out of the Phantom Zone.
Absolutely. Coming up next, Dano, I haven't bounced this one off of you. Coming up next, Andy, you ready?
You just want to bounce it off him?
Three of Menigan's favorite things. Baseball.
Yeah.
Milwaukee.
Telephones.
Food. All rolled into one. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.